Pai, e no ama Adonai Eloheinu Elena Maseya Denakunane Elena Maseya Denakunanehu. Section 11 of Vayikra, and then the voice of the shofar sounded louder and louder. Verse 84. Ad havo azle paga behu rabbi abba amru hamare dehachmeta ate neka belon pe shekinta kad karivu bechada ishtamit mika torah tekuf tira v'nachat gabon. While they were walking, Rabbi Abba came towards them. They said, "Here comes the man of wisdom. Let us welcome the presence of the Shekhinah." When they approached him, he came down from the saddle and went to them. It's an opening verse. There's no real comment to make on it. 85. Petach b'yamar v'yehi kol ha-shofar olech b'hazek meod v'gomer v'yehi kol ha-shofar haka afligu sifrei kadma'e v'kul hu b'chad mila itakahu it man de'amar kol ha-shofar tire kol chad ha-shofar tire v'dayayik la mila k'ti v'yehi ha-shofar olech v'hazek ala kol ha-shofar kol ha-nafik mi-shofar devadai shofar at ikre kida'a itake b'shofar gadol v'hayihu shofar gadol tevei nafkin avdin l'cheirut almin v'ha'uk muha. He opened the discussion saying, and then the voice of the shofar sounded louder and louder. The ancient books are divided on this subject, all stumbling on the same thing. Some say that the voice of the shofar is two, the voice being one and the shofar one, namely Tiferet and Binah. That this is strengthened by the words which do not say the shofar sounded louder and louder, but the voice of the shofar, which indicates the voice coming out of the shofar, as the voice is there on pin, which comes out of the shofar, that is Bina. Assuredly, Bina is called a shofar, as written, a great shofar shall be blown. The Bina is a great shofar through which slaves are given everlasting freedom. For the 50th year is the secret of Bina, which illuminates and sets slaves free. All the enslaving klipot are abolished through its lights. We have already established this. I'm really not going to say anything yet. I want to see what the rest of the section is dealing with. Verse 86. Ve'it man detane tedaik dekola chad begin diktiv kol ha-shofar kol dikre shofar umnal v'ikre kol mima diktiv kol gadol v'lo yasaf v'hai kol gadol ikre shofar v'alda kol ha-shofar olech k'tiv le'in cholech i hetema Lehar shofar ve'alda kol ha-shofar. Olech ketiv la'an. Olech itema letar Sinai. Ole Yisrael yored. Mi ba'ele ela oraita. Mehaka nafka. Umeatar dadihu. Kalala de kol shear, kalin it yativat, vekad yistachlun, mile kolachad. Some learn and specify that it is all one, since it is written, the voice of the shofar, namely the voice that is called shofar, bina. Whence do we know that bina is called a voice? Excuse me, from the words of great voice which was not heard again. The great voice Bina is called a shofar, therefore it is written, this great voice Bina is called a shofar, therefore it is written, and then the voice of the shofar sounded, literally went. Whither did it go? If you say to Mount Sinai or to Israel, it should have said descended. But the Torah issues from here, from Bina. And the word went refers to the Torah. The Torah was given from that place, Bina, which comprises all voices. When you look at things, all is one, for there is no conflict between the two explanations. I'm still going to keep reading. I'm not real clear on what's being said here yet. V'yal da'aluche kadma'e reshimin mehai atar havo v'dahu riza demila diktiv tcharut al haluchot Al tikrei tcharut, ela chirut, chirut mamash, atar dekol chiru, beit alya v'tachatzi, leit lach mila b'yoraita, di'imu imrin kulu chavraya, Dahaki v'dahaki, tilazil kolal yatar chad, umabua chad itkenash. Since the Torah came out of Bina, the first tablets were engraved from this place, from Bina. This is the secret meaning of the words, charut on the tablets. Do not pronounce it charut, but cherut, which means freedom. Charut means engraved, cherut means freedom. For it is real freedom being the place on which any freedom depends. For freedom from all klipot comes only through the lights of Bina. Come and see that there is nothing in the Torah on which there is disagreement, about which all friends argue and discuss this one so and that one so, that does not wholly follow into the same place, Malchut, and gather into one source, Yesod. Verse 88. Holech kada'a kol chanchalim chokim el chayam uktiv. Akol holech el makom echad v'chazek meod kama detanenan keli machazik arbaim si'a v'chazek meod dalet lecha miola beoraita chalasha o tevira Devadista kel vatinda badilatishkach latakifa kifatisha dematvartinirin vehi halasha minachu kimadiuk muha Diktiv kilo davar rekhu veim rachu mibchem ihi ihu vialdav hazek meod. And then the voice of the shofar sounded. This has the same meaning as all the rivers run into the sea, namely into Malchut called sea. It is also written, all go to one place, namely into Malchut. Louder is, as we have learned, that Bina is the secret of a vessel that contains 40 measures. Very strong teaches that there is nothing in the Torah that is weak or broken. When you look at it and know it, you shall find it strong as a hammer that breaks rocks. If it is a weak, it comes from you, as we established from the verse, for it is not an empty thing. If you find it empty, it is from you. Therefore, Scripture says, very strong. This section is explaining the shofar, which is a code word for Bina. It's not talking about the physical horn that gets blown, the ram's horn. It's talking about the sound of the shofar that was heard at Mount Sinai and how that sound caused people to come closer to God by climbing the ladder of Mount Sinai to get closer to God. That's the end of the section. Should I continue?
Why do you say that?
Because I'm tired.
Well, if you want to stop, that's okay.
Yeah, I'm not sharp right now. So.
Look okay to me.
Thank you. Thank you. You going to be on the call tomorrow at 8?
Yes, I will.
Okay. We'll see what the month is bringing, as if we don't already know. It's already been here.
I don't think we know much at all.
I'm sorry?
I don't think we know much at all. I don't think we know much at all when it comes to this universe.
Yeah, that's true. But from the standpoint of human activity, we see it very clearly. And Mars went into retrograde 3 weeks ago, and that's when the rocket started, and that's when everything started. That's when all of this chaos has been coming from.
Oh, yeah, it's the world's full of chaos.
That is true.
It's hard to, you gotta look behind the veil of the sandal.
It is hard, and even when you do, you look behind the veil, and sometimes you don't even realize you're not yet behind the veil. You know, just it's
well, yeah, illusion.
So
yeah, that's true.
What's going on? Your things are better with you, or still in aggravation?
Yeah, it's a general thing that goes on every day. I spend most of the day alone. And when my wife comes home, she goes to the bedroom, closes the door, and that's it. Every day.
Have you tried those things I suggested, although we didn't really have time to get into details on it?
I don't know if I've tried what I try. I just, I've done things I shouldn't do. And you already know about that. It's because I can't stand the loneliness. The loneliness just tears me up. And so I just, I'm just chaotic, day in, day out now.
There's a difference between being alone, Chris, and being lonely.
Well, whatever it is, it's there.
Well, but you're using the word aloneness, so you're mixing the two. And I think that's I think that's an error on your part, that you need to kind of separate the two. Are you lonely?
Oh, I know God's.
Or are you alone?
Well, it's not alone. It's lonely. But then when you don't have somebody that wants
to do with her. It has nothing to do with her. Being lonely is that you're looking for something outside of yourself to fill yourself. And ultimately, the only thing that will ever fill you is what's inside of you. You want to think about that for a day or two?
Did you just think about that, what's inside myself? What's inside myself?
If you're feeling lonely, it's you're reflecting the lack within you.
Okay.
But the outside person isn't going to fill that. That's got to come from you inside. You've got to fill yourself up. You've got to come to terms with who you are and reflect that. It's not that she can ever fill you up. You have to fill yourself up.
Yeah, fill myself up. I can't answer the question.
There's no question. It's just something for you to think about.
Well, yeah.
It's a rhetorical statement.
Who I am? Rhetorical?
Yeah. It's something for you to consider. Maybe it's valid, maybe it's not. We'll talk about it again.
Well, we can, yeah. But no matter how I feel, Nork, life's still good. God's still here.
Amen. Amen. That's the key.
No.
That is the key to remain happy.
You may not always be happy, but you always know that salad when God's here. He's not left me. He never does. You can look outside.
Yeah.
The system working, it's there.
Correct. Correct.
So.
You have a good night, my friend.
Yeah, sleep well, Nook. It's thanks for calling, and this is where I am most of the time.
Talk to you soon. Well, I've been calling you, buddy. You know, during the day I call you, you're not there, so.
Well, maybe I don't have it turned up loud enough, and I'll turn it up louder, and so I can hear it. But I'm not. I'm here. I'm most of the time.
Okay.
I'm either working on what you call R-E-I-K-I, Rekai meditation, or I'm studying the scripture, or I'm fiddling around with something here. So.
Well, R-E-I-K-I is Reiki.
Yeah.
Are you doing Reiki healing?
I do Reiki with a coach that I bought the album, and her name is Celeste. and she does a real good job. She's she works with the energy.
Yeah, I know what Reiki is.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk soon, my friend.
You're always in my prayers, and
thank you. The same as goes in reverse, you know that.
Yeah, I'm really glad you're there. And the Duke, he always has something to print every day on his word of the day. You read those?
Who's?
The Duke.
Oh, yeah, I've been reading them. Yeah.
He's always got a good word every day.
Yeah, he keeps us thinking.
Yeah. He's a big help.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.